أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. In the previous ayat, we read Allah's commandment with regard to the penal code, capital punishment in Islam. And that was particularly, it refers to all the others also, but particularly a person who murders somebody, then that person's life must also be taken. And in a particular way prescribed by Islam. And by taking that life, Allah explained, then there is life for all other people. People are safe. And if that, there's unfortunately today in the world, the murderers, the criminals are not caught, they are not penalized, so crime has become widespread. And the law-abiding citizens are living like prisoners, they've made every home like a prison. And the criminals are walking free on the streets. Then Allah explained the laws of inheritance, that if that is done properly, then there will be life in your wealth. That is, there will be barakat in your wealth. And then if your wealth is pure and clean, then there will be life that you will enjoy. But if your wealth is unclean, and then that has an effect on everything. The house we live in, the clothes we wear, the food we eat, everything. So by having a pure and clean sustenance, rosy, then that will give life to us. Now the next that will give life to our souls, our ruh, Allah explains his roza. The soul has to be brought to life. And like a person who is in a coma, he is alive. You can't go and bury that person. But he has got no life. He can't do anything. Like that, if our soul is like, it is there, but it is like dead. It can't control the nafs. It can't control this body. It can't overpower shaitan. It is like a soul that is in a coma. So to give life to that soul, Allah has prescribed roza. This is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala also, that our bodies, they are made of sand and water, of material things. So they incline to this material thing. They want the enjoyments of dunya. They want the pleasure of dunya. And since it is made of the sand and water of this dunya, its vision is also just still dunya's life. It can't see beyond dunya's life. What our great needs and actual life of akhirat is, this body of ours, our nafs can't see that. It doesn't know about that. So it only wants the enjoyment of this dunya. And together with this nafs, to strengthen it more, is its twin brother, shaitan. As is famous saying in Urdu, that nafs and shaitan are twin brothers. They were born together. So shaitan encourages this nafs more on this dunya's things. And that just live for the dunya, just see your immediate pleasure, enjoyment, just see your immediate needs. And particularly two things this nafs, that it overpowers the soul and destroys a person, is the lust, the shahwat, the lust which is in a person. He just wants to fulfill his desires in lust. He doesn't see who is halal for him, who is haram for him. What is halal, what is haram? He just wants to do what the nafs. And the other is ghadabiyya, quwwat ghadabiyya, the anger in a person. And this anger also destroys a person. How many homes are destroyed because of anger? A person who hasn't got his anger under control is a great nuisance and greatly disliked by everybody. The person who is supposed to love him the most, the wife, she also hates him because of his anger. Any person who hasn't got control of his anger is not liked by anyone. All are afraid of him, all hate him also. So Allah has given us this roza, which is a great ni'mat, to bring this lust also under control. That when you stay away from your wife, who is your halal source of satisfying your lust, and that you are staying away for a limited period, ayyamun ma'dudat, then it is extremely easy and it will come under control to stay away from haram, to stay away from all looking at other women, having desire and wanting to fulfill one's desires in other women. You will have that control. You will be like half an angel, farishta already. And the other would to food and drink. That's halal food and drink has been made haram in the state of roza. You are not allowed to have this halal food and drink also. So when you don't have that, then your body strength diminishes. And then your anger, your quwwat ghadabiyya comes under control also. And when you control yourself for a period of 30 days, your anger, then the rest of the year also, your anger will also be under control. And then your ruh will be strengthened. The roza is the food for the ruh. It is hunger for the body, weakens the body, and the haram desires of the body brings it under control. And roza is the food of the ruh. So the ruh becomes strong. And when the ruh is strong, the ruh has got angelic, farishta qualities in it. Then a person becomes like an angel. He becomes like a farishta. This great month is right at our doorstep. If we really appreciate this month and keep the rozas as we are supposed to keep, our anger, our lust, etc., all our evil qualities will be suppressed. They will be under control. And our angelic qualities, which are kept in us, they will be made alive. At the moment, they are all like in a coma. They are alive, but they can't do anything. Just keep the rozas properly, make the ruh come back to life. Let it come out of its coma and control the nafs and control shaitan. And then see the great qualities. So this great ibadat of roza, Allah tabaraka ta'ala is prescribed, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, e iman walu. And the people of iman are the friends of Allah. Allahu waliyyuhalladhina amanu. So for the friends of Allah, Allah has prescribed, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rozas have been made farz upon you. So this is for a great, great mission. And if we observe it properly, with the real Eid is for those people. And like normally we give Eidi to the small children, then the real Eidi which Allah will give on the day of Eid will be the taqwa la'allakum tattaqoon, by which you become the friends of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the greatest thing, to get the friendship of Allah. The greatest na'mat in Jannah also is not the hurul ain, not the food, not the palaces, not any and all the other enjoyments. The greatest enjoyment will be to in the company of Allah, to see Allah, to be the friend of Allah. All that can be acquired by this great ibadat of roza. So Allah has made it farz upon us, and Allah has used the passive sense here, tense, kutiba. Now Allah didn't say kataba Allahu alaykum as-siyam or kataba alaykum as-siyam, that Allah has made rozas for us. Allah says rozas have been made for us. The reason for this is, which ulama write, is that the love relationship with Allah must never be tarnished in any way. We must have the greatest love for Allah Ta'ala. And when a person will feel that my beloved, my Allah, he has put me through this difficulty of roza, then he'll say, why did my beloved put me through to roza? So Allah wanted to save us from that negative thoughts also. It is rozas, Allah has made them for us. But we will feel it hard. So, but there is only goodness, like in with our children, many times we deprive them of something, but not to deprive them, so that what is good for them. For example, they are ill, they've got a flu, and they want to go and play outside in the cold, in the water, and we deprive them, so to say, we stop them, but it is only for their good that we are stopping them. Like that, Allah has made rozas which are through and through good for a person. Allah has made it for us, but because we could feel that why did Allah make this hard thing for us? So Allah used the passive tense and said, rozas have been made for us upon you. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Just as they were made for us on the people of before. So on the one sense, this is that don't feel it hard. You haven't been singled out to keep rozas. All the other ummats before you also kept rozas. And the other is to explain that this roza, keep your rozas, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, as the people of before, as their rozas were, keep rozas like that. In other words, it negates like the rozas of the Hindus, that they can have fruit in their rozas, they can have nuts in their rozas, they have fruit juices in their rozas. Don't keep that kind of a roza. Keep the roza like the people of before. That is complete abstinence of food and drink and your sexual desires, even from your halal wife. Keep that kind of a roza. And rozas from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were in every ummah. For some ummah it was the ayyam ibid, the 3 days of the month. For some, like the Jews, it was Saturday they had to keep roza. Ashura they had to keep roza. 3 days in a month they had to keep roza. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Christians, 1 month rozas were farz upon them. So rozas were farz in all the ummahs, and in the way that we are keeping rozas, staying away from food and drink and our carnal desires, even from our halal wives. So keep that kind of a roza, and all this la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you can acquire taqwa. This taqwa, which is a very great ni'mat of Allah, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. The only friends of Allah are those who have got taqwa in them. And roza will give you this taqwa. Roza, its speciality, its khasiyat is that it will bring taqwa within a person. The more a person keeps his rozas, and properly as they are supposed to be, the natural result will be taqwa, the friendship of Allah. And there can be nothing more greater than that, that a person can acquire. The greatest ni'mat of Jannah is this closeness of Allah, and to be with Allah, and to see Allah, and the pleasure of Allah, which Allah had granted the Sahaba in this worldly life, and they are all known by radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. They are pleased with Allah, Allah is pleased with them. And this can be acquired by the roza, that everyone, that we get taqwa, and by taqwa, Allah becomes your friend. Allah is pleased with a person. And on the great ni'mat of taqwa, Allah ta'ala, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will make a way out for you from any difficulty. Any and every difficulty if you have taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. On taqwa, Allah will give rosy from sources you cannot imagine. You don't even have to work. Without any work, if you have taqwa, you'll see how Allah will give you pure, halal, barakat, rosy, and you don't have to work for it also. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُعَظِّمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. A person who has got taqwa, Allah makes his reward much, much more greater. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. A person who has got taqwa, Allah forgives all his gunas. Even with taqwa, you don't commit gunas, but we are human beings. And human beings will err and make mistakes. And Allah will give him the tawfiq of making immediately tawbah in his istighfar. And he will be a muttaqi as he was before that gunas also. So Allah Ta'ala will give, we can't imagine what goodness on taqwa, and roza delivers taqwa 100%. So we just have to observe this great month which is with us, and keep our rozas and observe Ramadan properly, and see the great, great benefits that we will get. May Allah give us all tawfiq.